You may be seated. Thank you, Lord. A few words that I want you to consider, and I want you to turn to Galatians chapter 3. And there's a few words I need for you to consider in order for you to understand the importance of your heritage, the lineage that was left for you, and the legacy that was left behind, and the legacy that you should leave behind on certain aspect of the things of God. And in Galatians chapter 3, the 29th verse says, "And if ye be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs, and heirs according to the promise." Now it's in Galatians chapter 3, verse 29. "And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed, and then heirs according to the promise." Now there's three things he's saying in there. He said, if you be Christ, he means that if you be in Christ, if you're a Christian, if you're born again, he says, then if you are in Christ, there are certain things that belong to you. And he says, then he emphasized, then are you Abraham's seed. Now, God is doing two things there. Number one, he's telling you that you're in Christ, but then he's giving you a man who received the benefits of walking with God by the name of Abraham, who was called the father of faithful. But he also tells us, the latter part of that verse says, an heir. Everybody say an heir. Now, heirs denotes inheritance. If you are heir of someone or something, that means there is an inheritance in that heirship for you. Now, God wants us to honor what he left for us. And then he had people who walked through the same veins that he had left for us, so we'll know how to receive our inheritance. So we do have an inheritance because we're the children of God, because we're in Christ, and because we're Abraham's seed, there's a certain inheritance that belongs to us. And I'm talking about the physical manifestation of prosperity. Financial prosperity is an inheritance of the heirs of God. Did you hear me? Being financially stable, with our needs met, and a surplus of blessing belongs to the seed of Abraham and the heirs of God. So that's heir, your heir. You understand? Turn to Romans 8. We'll see. You see it better. And we're coming back to Galatians. The Lord wants you to honor your inheritance of prosperity. Honor your inheritance of prosperity. And he's talking about financial prosperity here. If you can honor your inheritance of prosperity, he can get the gospel out by you taking your rightful place. But if you don't take your rightful place, you haven't become a full partner with the Lord in the aspect of being an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ. So, now, you know, I was contemplating this. You turn to Romans 8. I was contemplating this and kind of meditating on it, some of the things that I was going to say to you this morning. You know, you can read about something and see some information on it. And then you can even turn and make a request about the information that you have seen, make a request, make some kind of request because you have read it. You can even realize that something belonged to you to a certain degree through your mental man and through information. But until you get a revelation from the Holy Ghost, not from a man, but from the Holy Ghost, that God actually wants you to prosper. You can make all the requests and you can read, realize all you want. But until it becomes a revelation to you in your spirit that your heritage is an heritage of prosperity, you will not get there. It will have to become rhema to you. It will have to become, the Holy Ghost will have to expose your spirit to that truth. And that will not come overnight, and that will not come by not having tenacity to push in to find out about it. And many souls will miss the kingdom because the body of Christ lived below their means. Many souls will not enter into the kingdom because the body of Christ missed this part, this important part of their inheritance of entering into the prosperity that Father God has provided through Father Abraham and through the Lord Jesus Christ as an inheritance to us, that the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ may be preached in every facet and every place that the Lord won't send it to. But by the church being in a poverty mentality at large, are you following me? By the church being in a poverty mentality, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ can't go where God wanted to go. Because we have not fully received the revelation that because we're in Christ, everything in heaven and everything that the Father's own, Father owns on earth is ours. And when we tap into that revelation, lack and slack leaves us. And we have what Jesus said he come for. I mean, we're denying to a certain degree, we're denying the rights of Christ to bless us. Or we're denying the Holy Spirit the privilege to show us the pathway that the Father wants us to travel while we're here on earth. It's for your needs not to be met, for you not to walk in the abundance that God has provided for you, is denying Christ the right to enjoy what he died for. You remember now, you have to remember he said, I'm come that you might have life, and that you might have it how? Not abundantly, more abundantly. More abundantly. So the revelation of, you know, John wrote, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health even as thy soul prosper. But it has to be a revelation to you. It has to be a revelation in your spirit that you are Christ, therefore you are Abraham's seed, and therefore you are heir of the promise. You are an heir of prosperity. See, this poverty syndrome, this barely getting by syndrome, have seeped into the church, into the body of Christ, and therefore it seems like we're preaching a strange doctrine, a worldly doctrine, when it talks about the prosperity of God. And you need to get the revelation of it. You need to get the revelation of why the Father wants you to tithe. You need to get the revelation of why the Father talk about giving and receiving so much, and planting and sowing and reaping. Why he talks about that so much is he wants you to get into your heirship and enjoy what he has provided for you. Amen? Now, in Romans, the only way that you're going, two things has to be put in place for you to really receive and understand the prosperity of God and your heritage. First of all, the Spirit of God will have the lead you into it. The Spirit of God. You have to be led by the Spirit. Secondly, nothing is received from God without faith for it. So you have to understand, not only Abraham was your seed, but he was the father of the faithful. So Abraham walked by faith. I'm going to show you some things about Abraham, your father, the father of the faithful, in a few moments, that will almost bring us to open shame here under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. See? Now, right here in Romans, it talks about in the 17th verse of the 8th chapter of Romans, it says, and if children, then what? Heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. We're heirs. We have a heritage left to us. By Abraham, a heritage, and then down to the biblical lineage, men and women of God were prosperous. Prosperity. I'm not talking about spiritual prosperity per se, not just all spiritual. I'm talking about financial prosperity, because this is what God had me teaching for the last 5, 6, 7 sermon, and then I'm going on in next week about the about prosperity, this prosperity revival. And so God is trying to tell you, he want to put you in a position where you can be a blessing, where you can be blessed, and where you can be a blessing that you are now. Notice in Romans, you're right here in Romans. There's a lot of passages of scripture that contradict our lifestyle, that contradict the majority of the body of Christ's lifestyle of barely getting by and of being real spiritual with goosebumps, but yet another part that God had provided for them, they're not enjoying it. Are you listening to me? Now in Romans, again, we read in Romans chapter 8. See, can you digest this verse? And in Romans 8:32, Romans chapter 8, verse 32, it says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him? Also, freely give us all things. You see that? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. And he's talking about how should he not with that son, or with the benefits, or with the provision that son made, also freely give us all things. When I believe in freely giving us all things, I believe he's talking about our inheritance. I believe he's talking about that he wants his children to prosper. You know, we read about Job in all kind of ways and different ways. But if you read the first chapter of Job, you can see the joy that the father has that Job had tapped into the system. Man, he talk about Job. And I mean, he gave the Holy Ghost gave a description of Job's whole life. Now, you know, on the end of the book, he had some problem there. But on the end of the book, you know, the Bible said God gave him twice as much. And Job didn't die with it. Job lived to be an old man in joy. But in the beginning, you see God in an instant. You know, other theologians may say it another way, but I see God bragging on Job. As an heir, Job walking in his inheritance. You know, you got all these cameras and all these. I mean, God boasting about it. He talking loud about Job. What about my servant Job? And in detail. I mean, if it was fleshly, and it was something that God had something against, why would he permit his spirit to talk about Job in all of his inheritance Job was walking in, the blessings of God, that Job, an Old Testament servant. Why did God put so much emphasis on that? You know, people get, when you get to talking about prosperity, a lot of times people believe you want their money. No, you're trying to keep them from being broke. You know, I talked about being broke last week. I'm telling you, I don't know why you stay at home, but my God, we have dealt with some things here, true, that have really set me free. Turn to Job. You just want to look at this. Go ahead and get hurt how far behind we've been. Yes, in the Bible. It's just like healing, you know. When you're going to talk about healing, you look like a frog in a hailstorm, you know, sitting on a log. If you're talking to a traditional ecclesiastical people, a traditional people, about healing, before the revelation of healing came forth, they sit there and look at you and say, look, I'm going to keep my sickness. Don't bother my high blood pressure. I know I got to have something. Leave me alone. Preach to me about Jesus on the cross dying for me. Don't tell me about I got to be healed. You know, and this finance or this prosperity seemed to, a person said, preach me the Bible. That's what it seemed like, you know, you run up against a hard wall, you know. But you know, we got to try to get you out of Egypt. And go ahead on, and you know debt. I've been talking about debt, bill. Any of y'all know anything about that? Yeah, y'all know something about it. Don't sit there and look so holy like you don't have no bills and no debt. Over 75% of them debt up to our neck. That's not no confession, that's a reality. Living from paycheck to paycheck. See? And that shouldn't be in the body of Christ. Few of y'all got a few thousand dollars and think you're landing on Mars. That's the truth about the whole matter. Put a few thousand dollars, or $10,000, $12,000, $20,000, no money in this era, we live in. You spend that so fast, that'll wipe out in a few moments. Now I'm talking about getting in your position. Now just read for the grace of our spirit this morning as we talk about God want us to honor our heritage of prosperity. He want us to honor our heritage. We are heirs of God. We're joint heirs of Christ. We're heirs of the promise of Abraham. All right? Now, here's it. There was a man. You had Job? You know, we always read Job and talk about the negative. Job missed some things, but God got him back after he prayed for his friend. There was a man in the land of Oz whose name was Job. Now, why would God give us such a description of this man? Watch. And that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Well, that's it. We hold it. That's it. That's it. See that voice there? That's it. That's all God wants us to be. He was an upright man. Holy, holy Job. You know. And it's like God should have just wrote that part about Job if he just wanted to see what a good man Job was. Looking like he just should have wrote that first verse and told us how Job eschewed evil. He was an upright man, you know. Hallelujah. You know, and stop right there. Don't write nothing else about Job if the characteristics or the qualification are pleasing you. Don't entail nothing else. Just tell us about Job's holiness. You know, read it again. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright and one that fears God and eschewed evil and was broke. Because that's what happened to people who eschew evil and walk upright and honor God. They're supposed to be broke. That's what our society, that's what the church society is saying. Basically, as a whole, you know how we hurt. Let's get down to the nitty gritty. You know the pressure is on all the time. Some people whole life. Now watch this. Why did the Lord tell us? There was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. All right, Lord, that's enough about Job. You know, I know he holy. I know he loves you. You let him have nice family, children. See? But how are you going to take care of that family? How are you going to give praise to God with that family, you see? Listen, in this world you need substance. You can be whole as you want to be. You need some substance in this world. And you just were facing, just add up to it. In this world you need some substance, some material, temporal blessing in order to survive in this physical world. Amen? You can be whole as you want, pray much as you want, praise the Lord as much as you want. When you get through, pay your bill. See, you're lucky from another planet talking about this, because the church have been so, they won't go back. Now, go back and tell me about grace and all this, you know, and that's fine. But God talk about money. You don't believe me? Watch this. I've told you about how holy Job is now. I told you he got a nice little family. Now, why would God do this? God, and listen to verse 3. Why? His substance also was 7,000 sheep. You see that? And 3,000 camels. That's 10,000. 500 yokes of oxen, and 500 she-asses, and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of all the men of the East. You know, you read the rest about it. What Satan, God said, what about my servant Job? And Satan made it in Job, really, some places he wasn't holding his confession right. But I just want you to see how blessed this man was, not only that he walked with God, not only that he had a nice family and you know, reared his children right, but God blessed him temporally and financially, because financial blessing, you see, prosperity is more than finances, but I'm talking about finances now, because I see this where the body of Christ is tilted to debt, distress, and discontentment. And the Spirit of God want to lead you into that inheritance of yours as an heir of God and as a joint heir with Christ. An heir of God and a joint heir with Christ. There's certain things belong to you. And you have to tap into God's prosperity. In order to, and don't, you can't tell me you enjoy life. You can't enjoy life without the blessings of God in that area. Tell me the truth now. Come on, talk to me. No. And see, there's a revelation here. There's a revelation of God wanting us. He said, if he spared not his only son, give him up for us all, how should he not freely give us all things through him? See, we're in Christ. So we come to a certain heritage that belongs to us because we're in Christ. Can't you understand that? And part of that heritage is being financially blessed. Having more than enough. So what you have to do is, you have to separate yourself. We see in Abram, God, the first thing God told Abram is, come out from your kindred. That's who's been holding you back. See? And you have to separate yourself in order to enjoy that inheritance. All right, go back to Romans. And I've been doing a lot of preaching, so you see, I'm just settling down this thing now. I'm not kicking up a whole lot of dust, making a whole lot of noise. I'm just getting settled down, because there's a lot of stuff getting in my spirit as I go. Man, I don't know. I'm going to be your pastor, but if you want to be broke, just go ahead and be broke. I'm not. Now, just don't get upset about me, because I'm going from level to level, from glory to glory. I'm from faith to faith. I'm going all the way, because I see this thing as a revelation. I see the body of Christ has been robbed. Now somebody said, who will go with me? I'm going on. I've seen this thing, and I know that it is an inheritance. It's part of our inheritance. I will have it. See, and if you want to listen to the tape, if you think that there's such a thing as being imbalanced on this, there is such a thing as being balanced, prosper. Prosperity won't take you from God. It'll bring you closer to God if you got the right revelation of it. So I'm not preaching about prayer during this series. I'm preaching about M-O-N-E-Y. The Bible said money cometh. Or at least the Spirit of God said money cometh. The body of Christ. Get us out of debt. Get us out of distress. Get us out of discontentment. You know. And then what about the resource? Once you get the revelation, and then you get the revelation of the resources that you have, or the source of prosperity. And God began to talk about who he is, and he began to tell us about he owned all the cattle, all the silver, all the gold on a thousand hill, and all the things that he owned. He owned the earth and the fullness thereof. And all we got to do is give him the credentials to come in to bless us. See, Adam lost prosperity in the garden. See, God put Adam in a garden and blessed the garden and told him to have dominion. Told him he can eat from all the trees except the tree of good and evil. And just left that boy in prosperity. And you see, Jesus, when Adam lost it, Jesus came to bring it back to us. Jesus actually came back to put us in that garden. Where we'll have all sufficiency in everything. That's what Jesus did. He came back to put us back in that garden. Adam lost out that garden. Before Adam sinned, Adam had total prosperity. But then he messed up. Then he had to go to work. He didn't really sweat. Ground wouldn't give up. Nothing wouldn't. Everything went against him. Financial prosperity is an heritage of the sons and daughters of God. Reading about it, let me repeat myself. Reading about it will not cause it to come. Realizing in general will not give the breakthrough you need. Making a request for it will not bring it to pass. Repeating prosperity verses will not place you in your inheritance. Revelation knowledge of your heritage, the prosperity lineage and legacy that have been left behind for us to obtain and maintain. Right, reading about Job, one of the forerunners, left us an idea of our inheritance. All right, back in Romans, chapter 8. I want to read that verse again. No, Galatians 3. Go back to Galatians. I don't want to read it. Galatians 3. That's where I want to go. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Well, goodness to God. You know, and you see people lazy. Now, excuse me for saying this. People either lazy or crazy. Excuse me for saying this, but they're either lazy or crazy. Lazy part is to just sit by and not get on the stick and you're not even excited about it. Look at you. You're not even excited about it. I've told you that this is your heritage, that God, you're just as dead and dry as you can be. You're not even excited about it. You're sitting there and say, well, this church would be over after a while. You don't even understand what the Spirit of God is trying to tell you. There's no excitement. If I was talking about shouting and had a fiery message, you all be excited on the end of your seat, but that don't pay no bill. Do you see how the enemy rob you backwards, you know? You want to jump and hip and hop. Yeah, but you're hopping broke. You don't even have nothing in your pocket, just hopping. I'm sharing something with you here, gonna bring you out. Then you can hop with something in your pocket. You see what I'm saying? But the Spirit put the stoop on you. When something coming forward to really bless you, it seemed like a stupefied spirit come upon you and say, yeah, amen. Good. That's good, Pastor. Sure. Job was rich. But, you know, that's all right. I'm not too concerned about what Job had. You know, just let me, give me my little feeding and let me go on back to my bills. No, you just sat there. See, because there's a spirit that don't want you really to, you're not going to get it until you get excited about it. My wife probably may testify in the second service of the years that I stood out to get this revelation. I stood out there until both of my feet turned numb and I didn't know that I had them. Standing in line to get to hear the revelation. Yeah, you said in comfort with air on it. I brought it back to you. The revelation that we really suffered over the years. Many years. People see you where you are and gossip and talk about you, but they don't know what you've been through to get where you are. See, this is a revelation that you will have to receive and then have to work on. Oh my goodness. Glory to God. What did I tell you to turn? Galatians. Back to Galatians, right? And you just sat there, you know, yeah, good little sermon there. He's been preaching about that all the week. Amen. Go back to the 29th verse. Let's walk through a few things here. We got about 14 more minutes. I'm preaching to you 45 minutes this morning. I'm preaching the next session 45 minutes. I had to come back tonight, preach again tonight, because it seemed good to the Lord. It seemed good to the Holy Ghost. It says, and if you be Christ, how many of you all are Christ? You understand that statement? Then are you Abraham, what?
Seed.
And what?
Heir.
Heirs, according to the promise. Now, what is an heir? Someone who have a certain inheritance. Could you say that? Portion is something due to a person who's an heir of someone, right? So he says here, we are heirs of the promise. Now, just turn back. Let's see. Right here. Look back at the 26th verse. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ, there's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither bond nor free, there's neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. I want to back up with another scripture I want to pick up, though, for you to see it. Well, just read, look back at the 13th verse. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Now, one of the curses of the law is what?
Poverty.
One of the curses of the law is poverty. And the Bible here says, Christ, who we are in, or we are his, has redeemed us from the curse of the law. One of the curses of the law is poverty, right?
Yeah.
Being made a curse for us, see, he became poor for us that we might become rich. Yeah. For it's written, cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree. It's talking about the cross. That the blessings of who?
Abraham.
Now, how Abraham was blessed, I wonder. Rich. Thank you, Mary. Rich. Clean, rich. See, that's called a thing you call filthy rich. You get it the filthy way. There's a clean rich. If you get it the way God wants you, and just walk in your inheritance and begin to do what the principles of God, begin to plant, sow, and give. You know, Jesus said give. Why would he say this? Give and it shall be given you. Good measure. Press. How that sound? Press down. Shaking together. Running over. What is the Lord trying to get over to us? You know, I can't get by these two scriptures. If I did not believe it, I can't get by Luke 6:38, and I can't get by Ephesians 3:20. I just can't deny those two verses because there's too much in it. He said, give, and it shall be given to you. Jesus said that, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. He said, men, give it to your bosom. Then you get down to Ephesians 3:20. How can you get by these verses? Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask or think, according to the power that work in you. Man, if the Lord is not trying to get abundance over to us to see what condition he can put you in, why would he have all this description? I mean, that almost just like Job. Why did he go tell us Job had 500 asses? What he said, 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels. I mean, why would God waste his time to put that in the Bible? We want to hear some things about spiritual things in the Bible. Why would he talk about all that? He's trying to tell you, I am the God of abundance. He's trying to say to you, you are the inheritance or the heirs of abundance. He's saying to you, do not let this world system hold you from my word system. Wake the word and come out of that situation and give me the glory for being a good father and a good daddy. Let's go back to the natural. Every time you see Leroy Jr., you know, he had a pair of, he got a suit on, but you see his toe in the seat, and his shoes, his left shoe got a big hole in it, you know. And boy, you know, every time you see him, you know, and he got a necktie on, looked like it was dated back in 1714. And I know you say, man, I know what you say. Pastor ought to be ashamed. Wouldn't you? You know Pastor able to get that boy a pretty bit nice suit than that and get that boy some shoes. What about God? You going around barefoot and snag or two, and then talking about I'm a child of the king and can't even take care of your ends, make your ends meet. And you know somebody, the devil say, yeah, you know God able to do better than that. And laugh at you. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. If I had Leroy's closet full of nice suits, nice neckties, and nice shoes, and Leroy show up here in the next service, or is that later on in a little while, with old necktie on, old pair of bus pants, and you know, a shirt half white and half yellow. Now, his closet is full of brand new shirts. How many see it? Well, I stopped to announce to you this morning that your closet is full of the good things of God. And your father wants you to go in that closet and get yourself right and come out there and represent him properly. Oh, in life. He wants you to dig in and take your time and look in the mirror of the word before you leave out, going out to represent him and go out and represent him right in life. His name is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. Glory to God. So just look here. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. From poverty. So Christ had redeemed us from poverty. That's what I'm talking about. Being made a poverty for us. For it is written, poverty is everyone that hangeth on a tree. That's what he's talking about. If we're talking about that part, you see. That the blessing. That the what? Blessing of Abraham might come on a Gentile through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit. See, you need faith. Through faith. Now notice verse 16. Now to Abraham and his seed was the promise made. He said not and to seeds. See, now some people get thrown there. See, you're talking about his seed. As of many, but as of one. And to thy seed, which is Christ. But then he goes on to say in the 29th verse, and if ye be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed. And as according to the promise. Now I'm going to argue my case these last 6 minutes. I want to be a Philadelphia lawyer. It'd be all right with you. See, in preaching, I learned from my elder preachers to argue your case from the scriptures to prove a point why something is not happening. Turn over to Galatians. You had Galatians. Look right in verse 4, chapter 4. I'll tell you why. That we're not entering into our inheritance like we should. Now I say then that the heir, chapter 4, verse 1. Now I say that the heir, now the heir is one who is set up for an inheritance. I say a lineage has went before us, a legacy has been left us, and a lifestyle is before us of walking in God's prosperity. But if you're an heir and you don't have the understanding of your inheritance, Satan will see to it that you don't have it. You'll have to build up in faith in order to claim what's rightfully yours. Now notice here you're going to prove the point. Now I say, I got 5 minutes to argue this case, that the heir, as long as he's a child, you see that? As long as he is a child, as long as he is not at the age to receive his inheritance. Some inheritances are given back because nobody claimed it. It go back to the state, or go back because nobody never came to claim. A lot of y'all inheritance going back. Nobody claim it. You see, and as long as you're a child, see, a child can't take their inheritance because they don't know what to do with it. Now he said, he talking about we being heir in that verse. Look at it. We being heir. Didn't say you wasn't an heir. Now I said that the heir, as long as he's a child. My goodness, look at the next day. Different nothing than a broke servant. I mean, here as a child means that you need to grow spiritually and know what is rightfully yours so you can claim it. Once God sees that you have the revelation and that you have faith for it, you can step up in prayer or step up in your confession and say, hey, that's mine. I have it now. You don't even see it, but see, faith, you don't even see it. The things that we have claimed over the years, we claim them, and I started acting like I had them. Even with this ministry as a whole, I said it. When I saw it in the scripture and it became a revelation, I started walking like it, talking like it, acting like it. Look, I did this for years. But I saw it. I became an heir by revelation. And by becoming an heir by revelation, that revelation brought that thing into existence because I claimed what was rightfully mine. I mean, listen. Now, should there be, isn't there a difference between a sinner and a saint? Do you think the only difference between a sinner and a saint that one is going to hell and the other one going to heaven? There should be a distinction here on earth between the child of God and the child of the devil. You see? But he says here, oh my goodness, now I say that the heir, as long as he's a child, differ nothing from a servant. As long as he don't come to the revelation of who he really is, he could be sitting around just like other folks who don't know that the Father had provided everything for him to be on top of every situation, including money. You got the shouting clothes on? We got 1 minute to shout. Though he be... Lord of all... I believe you should be lording over your economic situation, your economical situation, your finances. You should be lording over it. Because the Lord said so. He said, I'll open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you don't have enough room to receive. He said, I'll rebuke the devourer for your sake. And he said, all nations. Shall see. They don't need no revelation. All they need is eyes. All nations shall see that you are blessed because you're called by my name. We're going to rise up to that. This church. I tell you what, if you're going to stay here, you're either going to rise up to it or you're going to get a good push. Because the Lord wants you an heir. You are heir of God. You are a joint heir with Christ. You're Abraham's seed. Your heritage is a heritage of prosperity. And you need to walk therein and seek God's face about it and grow up and take your rightful place and honor the Lord in your heritage or inheritance of prosperity. Money coming. Every head bowed.
Dr. Leroy Thompson is the president and founder of Ever Increasing Word Ministries, an outreach ministry of the Word of Life Christian Center in Darrow, Louisiana. For more information on this dynamic teaching ministry, visit our website at www.eiwm.org. Or you can write Dr. Thompson at P.O. Box 7, Darrow, Louisiana, 70725.